producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This past year at all. It's 7 past the hour, Doug Steffen. Good day. I think Doug stepped away on vacation.
I'm just back from mine. Hi.
And you're just back from yours. Everybody's getting vacation now.
I know.
Doug Steffen will be with us here shortly.
You're due, Rich. I almost called you Dougie. Excuse me.
Well, no, not yet. I still got quite a few years. It is the Good Day Show. Welcome. GoodDayShow.com is where you can go to connect with us, or Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter.com/Good Day Show. And Jennifer's joining us again from her week of running all over the country. You did a little vacation and you were working a little bit, correct?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I was in New York for a few days doing a little bit of work and seeing the I was actually in New York for 9/11, which was really, really crazy to see a lot of troopers out at the base of the World Trade Center. It incredibly surreal.
I want to talk to you about that. Tell us about the rest of your trip, and then I want to
get
back to that, because there's some really freaky stuff about what you saw.
Really interesting stuff. And then I went from New York to South Carolina, and what was really interesting there, Rich, is that my flight was delayed, and then I missed a connection, and so I was stuck in Washington, D.C. for a long time, many hours, and you were nice enough to come, so we actually got together at the airport.
It was fun.
Rich had a beer, I had a glass of wine, it was great fun, and then I went to Hilton Head, South Carolina, and spent some time with my grandfather, so it was a really nice week, and, you know, important when you have grandparents and parents that are getting older to make that time to spend with them, and so it was good. It was a really nice week. And Charleston, Hilton Head, Savannah, a really pretty area.
You've never been there, right?
No, I mean, my mom grew up in North Carolina, but I haven't spent much time in South Carolina, so it was great. And I found my new home in South Carolina. It's pink, with an American flag out front and the Atlantic Ocean in the back. So I decided it's got my name written all over it.
All right, so then you spent a couple days back in L.A. doing some political events where you got to meet Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, so then I flew back like a crazy person last Thursday and went straight to Riverside, California. Right after the debates, I hosted a debate review event, and Mike Huckabee was there. And I have to tell you, the first time around, I was Huckabee all the way. I loved his idea of the fair tax. I've always thought that's a great thing. Get rid of the IRS. And so I was a little giddy meeting him. Of course, there's so many candidates. I haven't decided where my support's going. I tend to go from Trump to Fiorina, back to Trump, back to Cruz. But Huckabee, Rich, was one of the nicest men that
like
I have.
Guy.
Oh my God, that I'd ever met. And he started in radio, which I thought was so interesting. He started in radio at 14 years old and put himself through high school in college doing odd jobs at radio stations because he just loved it so much.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was very cool. And he plays bass guitar, so you would like that too.
I did know that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about...
He told me he'd come back, actually, after our event, and after doing an interview. He's like, you know what? I'll come back next time and we'll have a jam event. where he'd bring his guitar, and he said, you know, I think you could sing, Jennifer. I'm like, I don't know, maybe a little background. I'll play the tambourine.
So what did he do with the crowd?
He was great with the crowd. You know, he's one of these people that can look at you and you feel like he's really listening to you. He is not worried about where he has to be next. which makes it hard for his handlers, by the way. But, you know, he just was very one-on-one. He came up and touched. I mean, during the time that I talked with him, he kept touching my arm. You know, he was staying very engaged. Really just a guy who is doing this, whether you agree with him or not, he is a candidate who is doing this, I think, for the right reasons. I think he really wants to make the country better. I think he really is passionate about his beliefs. So, you know, you can't take that away from the candidates who aren't just using this for their next opportunity or for a really big book deal.
So I know you're a Trump guy so far. Did he sway you at all?
Well, the thing that I've always liked about Huckabee is I like the idea of a fair tax. Now, it would take maybe 12 years to actually get a fair tax. I mean, because you have to change, you know, you have to do some amendments to get a fair tax done. So I don't know how realistic it is, but I love that idea. He also brought up Kim Davis, which, you know, we've talked about here on the program.
Yeah, the Kentucky clerk, county clerk.
She was the clerk who wouldn't sign the marriage license and then was put in jail for 6 days. And I think he came in and was with her the day she got out of prison. He really spoke eloquently to the fact that this was not a gay marriage thing for him, that this was not about gay marriage, that this was instead about the hypocrisy of government and about elected officials choosing which laws they would follow and which laws they would not. And he said he did not feel that it was fair that she went to prison for 6 days when you have politicians all across the country choosing which rules they want to follow and which ones they don't. He brought up the mayors of sanctuary cities. He brought up Obama. He brought up Eric Holder. He brought up, I mean, because I'm in California, he was really hard on Gavin Newsom, who is the mayor of San Francisco.
His philosophy is nobody else goes to jail for their disobeying
the
laws.
This woman went for 6 days. And, I mean, she could have kept going. I mean, she was in prison for 6 days, and it could have gone on. And why are we making her the bad guy when you have all these other officials doing the same things and they don't get in any trouble at all? In fact, their cities get funded. They can. You know, I mean, they just keep their job because it's not the popular narrative.
Right.
So I thought that, and I think that's right. I mean, you know, look, I was very verbal on the air saying, look, I think Kim Davis, you know, you take a job, you're elected to a job. It's not being in the private sector where you can choose who you do business with.
You know, I would jump on the other side of that argument, though. I would say, well, I think she should go to jail for not doing her job, and so should everybody else.
Correct. And so
Either everybody goes
to jail or, you know, he's saying that she shouldn't go to jail for doing this, but because we're not holding other people accountable, it was unclear whether or not he would have come to her aid if everybody did.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
So, so it was an exciting week, Rich. Right. It was like craziness.
But you and I had a conversation about your walk around 9/11. We're around the towers in New York on 9/11, and you saw some crazy things, and I want to get
to
that.
And I actually, do you want to do it now, or do we want
to? No, I want to take care of some business here, and then I want to come back and do it. But
and I have a video which I will send to Ken. We'll put it up on our Facebook page because I was periscoping while I was down there. Really interesting stuff. I'll tell you about it.
I was shocked at some of the people you talked about seeing and some of the things you saw. But anyway, we'll get to that right here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Tonight on NBC, The Voice returns with The Blind Audition.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is easily one of the most entertaining things on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. Then it's the premiere of Blind Spot.
Wait, you got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blind Spot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after The Blind Auditions on an all-new Voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, where else would it be?
17 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler with you. Talking about Jen's trip. She went cross-country, hit New York for a couple of days, and down to South Carolina, and then she was back home for a few days working.
Don't forget my stint seeing you in Washington.
And I got to spend an hour and a half with her at Dulles International Airport.
That's right. I mean, I really hopped the East Coast, and then I flew to left Savannah, Georgia, and flew to Atlanta to get home to L.A. I mean, I was all over the place.
Okay,
wow.
So the wildest thing that we talked about was your walk around New York on 9/11 down at the memorial.
It's so weird being in New York City when you're there for work purposes or, you know, whatever, because you don't really realize, and that's true when you travel for business all over, you don't really realize, because you're focused on other things, you don't realize what is all around you. And so on 9/11, I was staying close to the World Trade Center, and I had a few hours to kill, and I thought, you know what? How can I not walk down there? I mean, I'm a couple of blocks away.
Right.
So, you know, what am I doing? So I got it all together. I'm walking down the street, and I said, I'll just go to the, you know, just to the kind of the foot of the building. But Rich and Ken, it was so compelling just to see all of these people that were out there. It was almost like a vacuum. It just sucked me in. And so there's this new app called Periscope where you can videotape things. And since I was by myself, I thought, I'm going to Periscope this because this will be a way for me to see what I was looking at later. It'll be a way for people to see what I was looking at. But as I approached the foot of the World Trade Center now, there, the first person that talked to me, and this was interesting, was this woman who looked like an Amish person. She was dressed, I don't know if she was a Shaker, she had the calico dress up to her neck, and she was trying to hand me pamphlets, and she was asking me where I was from, and, you know, she probably saw me coming with my makeup and my girls out going, let's
we
get
got
her
a
this lady.
There.
We can save her soul. So I thought that was interesting because there were about maybe 40 of those women wandering around the site handing out pamphlets.
Yeah.
I didn't take one because I didn't want to have to carry it and it was thick. And so then I continue on, and there's some truthers at the side of 9/11 on the World Trade Center on the side of the street. If you don't know what the truthers are, they're the ones that think. Yeah, they're the ones that think George Bush and that the government actually flew the airplanes into the World Trade Center, into the Pentagon, and that this was a government-backed
conspiracy,
action.
Right.
So then I thought, okay, those must be the truthers. Then I walk down into really what's been closed off from traffic around the World Trade Center. And, Rich, the amount of truthers, I'm saying at least 80 of them, maybe more, maybe 100.
Wow.
Out there spreading along a block these newspaper articles, all of their evidence that they feel is what's made them into a truther, talking and preaching to people, and then walking through the crowd, coming up alongside people saying, do you know what this really means? Have you heard about this? Let me talk to you about this tower.
The thing I
very
thought,
bizarre.
When I asked you, what was the percentage of just tourists like yourself there? You said it was only like 30 or 20%.
I would say it would have to be less. Yeah. I mean, it was somebody there. The people there all had it.
Amazing. All right, it's 21 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I am Rich McFadden. She is Jennifer Horn, and that guy over there is Ken Kessler, the one that's been awake all night getting everything ready for you.
Good job, Ken.
Thank you, sir. So, last night I was watching the Emmys a little bit and saw some of our late night hosts. We usually take a little time in this segment of the show to highlight what has been done on some of the overnight shows or the late night shows, and they were all on with the Fox football guys, and Terry and Michael were interviewing them as they were ending the football coverage, kind of throwing it into the Grammys last night. I thought that was interesting.
Football to Emmys.
Yeah, so here's Colbert from Friday night. They were trying to convert that audience. They did a pretty good job. It was pretty cool. So we're going to talk about the Emmys here in just a couple of minutes and who won and who didn't. But here's Colbert from Friday night talking about actress Lupita Nyong being born in Mexico but raised in Kenya. It says it fills out the Donald Trump bingo.
Actress Lupita Nyong'o is here. She was born in Mexico and raised in Kenya, so she fills out every square in the Donald Trump fear bingo card.
Trump's taking a little hit, but what about what Ben Carson said over the weekend? Did you hear that?
I did, about how we shouldn't have Muslim leaders in the country.
How he said he would not back a Muslim president.
Well, would you?
I would not.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that because they have such a big stage, and, you know, Ben Carson, I think, is trying to carve himself out a niche because Carly Fiorina doing so well in the last debate. Ben's been ticking down, and Carly's been ticking up in that number two slot. And so he's maybe taken a page out of the Trump playbook, saying things that most people wouldn't say but might think. And I don't know if it works out for him quite as well.
Yeah, we just need a little work. I mean, you know, someday, but now's not the right time. All right, so let's jump on over to Seth Meyers, who jokes about Rand Paul.
Rand Paul said that if elected, his Secret Service code name would be Justice Never Sleeps, not to be confused with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose code name is Justice Sleeps.
Very funny.
What's his name? Sandberg.
Oh, Andy Sandberg.
Andy Sandberg, yeah. Last night hosted the Emmys. And not bad.
You liked it?
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job. I didn't think he was, I thought he was pretty funny. I thought he was pretty comfortable. And I thought he, you know, did himself well. So we'll go through some of those cuts here in a couple of minutes. But you didn't get a chance to watch it?
No, you know, again, this has been such a crazy whirlwind couple of weeks. I kind of had forgotten what day it was. And I came back and had to do some wedding dress shopping and did a little wine tasting, so I was kind of all over the place. So by the time evening struck last night here at the House of Horn, I thought, you know, I want to be fresh as a daisy from my big triumphant return to the Good Day Show. I better get to
and
bed.
You
and,
are.
How sad is that? So 6 o'clock, this is a glamorous life of a radio star. About 6:15, I'm like, I better get to sleep. And that was all she wrote. I thought maybe I could tape the next part of the, you know, because they rebroadcast the Emmys twice on the East Coast, or on the West Coast at 5 and at 8. But maybe I'll rebroadcast it.
How'd you fall asleep that early? You're on the East Coast schedule.
You know, after the, I was almost up for 24 hours to get back from South Carolina to Los Angeles for my event with Mike Huckabee. I was up for literally 24 hours or 23 hours. And, I just haven't recovered from that. So it was quite easy to hit the pillow and go to sleep.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do that. Not so much anymore.
No, let me tell you something. My body's on a schedule now. And at this point, if I deviate from that schedule, I go to New Orleans, it's all I can do to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's weird how as you get older, you know, the stuff that you used to be able to do, and I'm not even that old. I mean, I'm still in my 30s, but the stuff I used to be able to do in my 20s, it's just like, are you kidding? I can't go out all night. I can't stay up long periods of time.
I want to be able to stay out till 4 in the morning again. No,
I'm telling you, I can see my future, and it involves cream of wheat.
28 past the hour and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Bob Schrum of MSNBC. Coming right up, half the Republican field wants to change the first sentence of the 14th Amendment on birthright citizenship. Is that plausible? Is that nuts?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-smuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum. Half the Republican field wants to change the first sentence of the 14th Amendment on birthright citizenship. Is that plausible? Is that nuts?
I think this is ridiculous. I don't think that any court would hold that the 14th Amendment doesn't confer citizenship on children born here. I don't think there's any prospect of passing a constitutional amendment. Charles Krautheimer, with whom I don't always agree, to put it mildly, thinks that this whole discussion is a real threat to taking the Republican Party off the cliff. When you get to this, it will really inflame people and make it very difficult for Republicans to win the presidency for a generation.
I think there is a very good case that the Congress can, under the 14th Amendment, determine what is meant by subject to the jurisdiction of, which is the key clause in the 14th Amendment. So the Supreme Court actually hasn't held on the issue of whether the children of illegal immigrants do have birthright citizenship or not. Politically, I think this is a blind alley. I think it'd be much easier just to enforce our immigration laws so this becomes less of a problem.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and author speechwriter Bob Schrum of MSNBC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen's good day. Without Doug Steffen, it's Jennifer, Rich, and Ken with you at 33 past the hour, coming up on 34 past the hour, chatting about last night's Emmys. And I know a lot of you missed it, so we're going to go run down through who hit some of the highs and who didn't get some of the lows. Ken has.
You know what's such a bummer is that because we're not a visual medium, we can't play the who wore it best game because there were a lot of pretty dresses at the Emmys.
You know, girl. Oh, shoot. There was one dress, and oh, my goodness. She wore it well. And it was the girl who played on the White House show, and I'll remember in a minute. But let's go through the list of winners, and then I've got some Andy Samberg from his opening monologue for you.
Should we start from the top?
Yeah.
All right. So Outstanding Drama Series went to Game of Thrones. A little bit surprised with that one. It took a while for Game of Thrones to win an Emmy. I'm surprised that it didn't go to Mad Men since Mad Men wrapped up. But what did go to Mad Men was finally recognizing Jon Hamm. He was sort of like the Susan Lucci of award shows.
Yeah.
He was he won for Best Actor, Lead Actor in a Drama Series for Mad Men. And the interesting thing here is he had a girlfriend, Jen Westfield. She was on 24, and she was with him for 18 years. They just broke up a few weeks ago, and he actually thanked her in his acceptance speech, with that, which I think is very fair because she was with him all the way through Mad Men.
Well, that was nice of him.
Lead actress in a drama series.
Back to Game of Thrones, the guy, the director was there.
Yeah.
Totally looks like the guy you would expect to write a story like that.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you know, that kind of that in the basement, you know.
Yeah, a little rough around the edges.
Right, yeah.
Lead actress in a drama series went to Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. That's two in a row for her, by the way, for that show. It is such a weird show, and she's so dark. That character is so interesting. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series went to Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones. And you always want to make me say this one. I think she won last year as well. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series went to Uzo Yuzo Aduba.
Yep.
Orange is the New Black. Is that about right? Outstanding comedy series went to Veep. Lead actor in a comedy series went to Jeffrey Tambor, as you mentioned, Ken, from Transparent, we think, because Jimmy Kimmel ate the actual winner, so hopefully Jeffrey Tambor was the winner.
So lead actress. Tell that story. Jimmy Kimmel did what?
Jimmy Kimmel was presenting the award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, and when he got to, after he announced the nominees, he cut out the name that was on the card and ate it and said, I don't know, who should I give it to?
Yeah.
And wow. It was awarded to Jeffrey Tambor. So, but before
he won last
he
year,
did
though,
that,
I think.
He made fun of Matt LeBlanc, who everybody remembers, Joey from Friends, who's in the show episodes where he plays a character similar to himself. And Jimmy Kimmel made fun of him that it was so ridiculous that he'd get nominated for playing himself.
Oh, wow.
And Matt LeBlanc didn't think that was very funny. And there are
I
pictures,
don't think it's very funny either. That's pretty bad.
Now, there are pictures all over where he is leaning over when Jimmy Kimmel goes back to sit down. Matt LeBlanc leans over from behind him and flips him off.
Gives him the old salute.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
There are pictures everywhere.
I would, too.
I would, too. Yeah.
I would have walked up and sat next to him for the rest of the show. How do you like this? Here we are.
Well, you know, if it were a reality show, it would be different. But, yes, Matt LeBlanc is playing a guy named Matt LeBlanc, but he's not necessarily playing himself.
And,
based on him.
You don't need to tell us this about Matt LeBlanc. We all know Matt LeBlanc.
And I'm sorry, Jimmy, but I know you're a late-night guy, but what are you acting in? Because there's not much. Lead actress in a comedy series, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, who looked very beautiful. I saw that little piece. Outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series, Tony Hale for Veep. Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series went to Allison Janney for Mom. It's so rare that you actually see network shows getting awards, but Allison Janney and Viola Davis both picking them up for the networks. Everything else, very cable and alternative media friendly.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit of Andy Samberg's opening monologue. And
The Voice, by the way, was the best reality show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I love it.
Hello, and welcome to the 67th Emmy Awards. I'm Andy Samberg. Justin Timberlake is not coming. Now that we've put that to bed, what an exciting event, you guys. The Emmys are all about celebrating the best of the year in television, so sorry, books, not tonight.
Suck it, books.
Loving this futuristic set we got here. I don't know. Yeah? Why not? Not totally sure whether to host the Emmys or to try to get the Sports Almanac back from Biff. I have to say, I'm so honored to join the proud ranks of past Emmy hosts. You know, incredible, legendary people like Robert Blake and Bill Cosby. Oh, no, I gotta get out of here. But seriously, between Bill Cosby, Jared Fogle, and Robert Durst stealing that sandwich, not a good year for dudes who love hoagies. Get your house in order, Dagwood from Blondie. There are some changes in how certain shows are classified this year. For example, Orange is the New Black is now technically a drama, while Louie is now technically jazz. Change this year, if your speech goes too long, tonight, instead of being played off by the orchestra, you're going to have to deal with the mean nun from Game of Thrones. Shame! Shame!
Which he never pulled up on. She never came out and jumped on anybody. So
very funny. You know, Andy Samberg, though, not surprising that he does a great job, because with all that experience on SNL, I mean, everybody knows he's funny. Everybody knows he has that ability to host. So I think that it was, he's a good choice. I like what I hear so far.
I didn't think he blew me out of the box in the hour and a half or so that I watched, but I thought he held his own. Would I like him to come back? I don't care. If he does, good. And if he doesn't, you know, that's fine too. So he wasn't over the top, but he did a good job. So, all right, it's 41 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
44 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. And, you know, it's big things happening here in Washington this week. We've got the Pope coming into town, and everything is going, it's all upside down.
Popapalooza.
Bleachers are shutting off roads everywhere. It is the Popapalooza.
It's cool. If I had a chance, I would want to go see the Pope.
I don't want to be cool. He's a neat guy. I like him. I don't want to be anywhere near it. I'm 4 miles away from where he's going to be, and you couldn't get down there. It's going to be a madhouse down there. And
you know, when I was in New York City, I was in a cab, and it was a lot of traffic in New York, and I said, so, you know, Mr. Cab Driver, I said, it's going to be even busier than this. The Pope's coming to town. He goes, who? I said, the Pope. And he goes, the what? The Pope. He goes, who is that? Who is this Pope?
No.
Where?
How do you not know who the Pope is?
I don't know. You don't have to be Catholic. The Pope is like, I mean, come on.
What was his background, if you were guessing?
Something
his ethnicity.
Something from the Middle East.
So he's Middle East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, anyway, over the weekend, Pope Francis did a historic trip, and he went to Havana. Last year, the U.S. and Cuba decided to get back together again. You know, we've got our relations restored after 50 years of freezing each other out. And Cuban President Raul Castro and President Obama both were brought into this deal by the Pope, by Pope Francis. And he said that the tensions between the two countries had hurt ordinary Cubans. And so this is kind of what brought them together. Now, over the weekend, Pope Francis went to Cuba with a message. He said to do more. He said he wants the U.S.-Cuba relationship to go from, you know, just a lighthearted checking, testing each other out now to doing something a little more serious. He talked about the trade embargo on Cuba and how that's taken a toll on the economy. And don't forget, after this, then he comes to D.C. He's going to New York. He's going up and down the East Coast. It'll be interesting to see how he's received, because a lot of Catholics are now saying maybe he's too progressive for what they're comfortable with. It's really an interesting time.
I just heard some poll results yesterday that he's got an 86% approval rating.
People love him.
Within the Catholic Church.
But the traditional Catholics are starting to get a little, is it too much? Is it too far, too fast?
But no, there's
at least he's doing something. I'll give him that much.
There's one group that will be protesting his visit, and that's all of the people who were the people who were abused by Catholic priests, and they are not happy to see him. They don't think that he is doing anything. But you know, those people. How do you turn those
really
people around? It's a horrible
when
thing
you
that
were
you went through.
When you were a leader, the status of the Pope or of any politician in our country, it's hard to make every single person happy. And you know, you always have these protesters that are waiting for you.
Especially when you've been abused by his employees.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just not going to turn that around.
Although he's the only Pope, though, that I think that actually talked about it, isn't he?
Oh, no. He's doing something about it. He is absolutely. He's got a committee. He's getting people thrown out of the church. He's actually acting on it. But it's just, you know, it's so horrible what happened to these people. How do you turn that around? So anyway, he spends 3 days here in D.C. And one of the things I found out is one of the guys that I take Taekwondo with, another black belt with myself, he is the lead security guy for the British embassy and for the deputy prime minister. And what I didn't know is that the Vatican embassy, they have their own embassy, it's on Massachusetts Avenue, it's right next to the British embassy and also right next to the vice president's house, Joe Biden's house.
Huh.
So what they're trying to figure out now is if Joe Biden and the Pope are on the same schedule.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
And they have Massachusetts Avenue closed off with barricades this week so that you can't even drive down it. And then right behind it is, not the Russian embassy. But, I mean, it's just, so this block is just going to be a total madhouse. So with Joe Biden thinking about running for vice president, with the Pope there, it's just, it's totally nuts. So my friend is a little bit excited because he will be with the deputy prime minister at all of the events. And will be, I mean, within, you know, 3 to 4 feet of the Pope several times over the next few days. So I said, you know, can you stick your phone out and grab your own selfie?
Just a little Pope selfie.
Selfie,
that there's going to be a lot of those happening.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Well, you know, I think you should try to go. I would go if it were on my coast, Rich.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm a Catholic. So I think it would be kind of neat. Plus, he's, you know, again, the most outspoken and probably coolest Pope that we've had. I'd like to check him out. I think it'd be interesting to see to go to a Mass that he would lead. Now, I watched him do, you know, they're televising his Mass. He televised the one from Cuba. I watched a little bit of that. Does that count as going to church when you watch Mass on TV?
A lot of people do it.
Depends who you ask.
Does God say that's okay? Ken, can you get that verified for me?
I'll make a call.
Thank you.
What if you DVR it and watch it later when it's more convenient for you?
Hey, you know.
Speed up. Just roaring through the parts you don't like.
Right.
I don't like like the kneeling part, so I'll just go through that real fast.
Make me a ham sandwich.
No, not allowed.
Let me pause while I make a sandwich. I like it. That's how I'm going to start going to church.
Yeah. Can I watch picture in picture?
Yeah, exactly. It's the thing to do.
Got the football game going on in the back.
Every man's dream. Look, honey, I'm praying. God, Peyton Manning.
Oh, man. All right, there it is. There's your Pope coverage from the Good Day Show at 51 past the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. It's time for our digital segment here where we talk all things that are electronic in your life with our friend Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Well, it's Monday and I'm excited.
It's Monday, you're excited. Samsung is excited too. They got some stuff going on for us. What's Samsung up to today?
Well, as most people realize now, part of what Apple unveiled the other day was a what they call the iPhone upgrade program, where instead of getting your next iPhone from your carrier, you could get it directly from Apple. You'd pay a monthly fee starting at $32 a month.
Right.
It would include Apple Care, so you could get your phone repaired twice a year if it was broken. And every year when a new iPhone comes out, you'll just walk in a store and get a new one and trade in your old one. So it's locking in a guarantee that you'll always have the latest and greatest iPhone. It'll be protected if you break the screen or break it in some other way. And frankly, in many ways, this is a great thing for consumers. And I think Samsung agrees because there's rumors that they're going to roll out a similar program where they can lock you into having the latest and greatest Samsung phone when you want it, simply by paying a monthly fee, not to your carrier, but directly to Samsung.
Now, the carriers are doing it. I see Sprint's doing it for an extra $15 a month. And I think I heard a plan where Verizon's going to do it as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could get this deal from the carriers as well. In the case of Sprint, it is significantly cheaper if you act soon. This is a limited time deal for them. So let's look at the prices. The Apple deal is $32. The Sprint deal today is $15, so half the price, or a little even better than that. When the Sprint time limited deal ends, it'll be $22 a month. One of the things you're getting from Apple is that Apple Care or that insurance. I think that's worth investing in. But more importantly, if you buy the phone from the manufacturer, Apple or Samsung, instead of the carrier, you will not be locked into keeping the phone on the carrier. You have to remember that one of the moves in the cell phone business today is to do away with contracts. If you have a phone that will work on multiple carriers and you do not have a contract, it means if you're unhappy with your carrier, you move and the coverage is not good there, or for whatever reason, you can just say, bye-bye, carrier, and go to some other carrier. And I think for many people, that is an advantage that may be worth paying for.
Do you like, Greg, do you like the fact that you can now, I mean, it seems like the new plan is you pay, you know, $10 a month more as like a rental fee for the unit instead of having to wait a year and a half, 2 years for the new phone to get that credit. Yeah. Do you like that program, Greg? Do you think it is an advantage to consumers, or do you think we're going to ultimately end up paying more?
Well, I think it depends on whether you like to have the latest, greatest phone or not. I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is, I mean, the math actually works out pretty well. If you break it down, you end up paying about $22 a month for the phone, maybe a little bit more than that, and then $79 a year is going towards Apple Care. So it's not a bad deal for consumers if you always like to have a new phone. Where it's a bad deal is if you hold your phones longer than a year, you don't care if you have the latest phone, and what you lose here is the ability to take the phone you already paid off, sell it.
Right.
I just sold a phone on eBay over the weekend for $345.
Yep, that's what I did.
I'll take that $345 and I'll apply it. But not everybody wants to mess with that. So, you know, it's a great deal for consumers because it gives them more choice. It won't be a great deal for everyone, and part of the reason we're talking about it is so people understand what the options are and understand the upside and the downside.
Just doing the math, okay, I paid $300 for my iPhone. I had the iPhone 6. I paid $300 for it. And I keep that
for
2 years.
Are you sure you paid $300 for it?
That's what came out of my pocket.
But your bill continued to have charges for that. You didn't see it, but you were still, you probably paid $800 or $900 for that phone.
Yes, that's correct.
You mean out of pocket, you paid $300.
Out of pocket, I paid $300, which if you break it down over a 2 year period, you got $12.50 a month. Okay. So now we're talking, I don't pay that $300 and I pay $30 a month or whatever the Apple thing is. So, does that, you know, I mean, let me see, times 24, $720.
It comes up to about $700. Yeah, but see, here's the flaw, I think, in what you're thinking. You're thinking you paid $300 out of pocket for the phone, but you didn't. You'll end up paying the price of the phone. Because when you own the phone,
so they get their money back.
Your cell phone bill will go down.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. There it is. So check out the math at menshealth.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.